All right, coming to you on this 26th day of October, 2009. It's winding down for me. I'm just about ready for bed. It's been a long and exhausting day. Started off very early before heading to work. I reposted the very first episode of my podcast that I did for about 5 years, as today was the 5-year anniversary of that. So that was a little emotional to put out there again, and I've had to listen to it a couple of times leading up to this date. It's an interesting process that I've talked about in a couple of other places, so I don't really want to dwell on that now. From there, I went to my computer classes in the morning at the university. I taught them pretty well. I'm much more relaxed in that job than I had been over the last couple of years. I'm really finally starting to settle in. Been enjoying it, actually. Had a lot of fun. From there, I went to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Roppongi's Midtown Twin Tower building. And I was there to meet up with Joseph and George, the two hosts of the Japan Pod Show podcast, which had their first season finale today. They shot video instead of an audio podcast. That's one that I discovered just a little bit more than a month ago, and I've been very pleased with what they're doing and their direction for the podcast. So pleased, in fact, that I've sent comments into just about every episode of theirs that I've listened to, and I've just enjoyed getting in contact with Joseph, and he's appreciated my feedback. And it turns out that he was a fan of my podcast, so in some ways he's considered me an inspiration. And in fact, turning it back around, what they're doing with their show inspired me in some ways to get back in. So full circle of life type of thing. And they wanted me to participate in one little video segment for their show. So I can't say anything about it, but it was a lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing what gets done with that. After that, I met up with another podcaster. This is an English teacher here in Tokyo who I know through the Twitter. We have a couple of mutual friends. And we just had a wonderful conversation at a Starbucks in generally the same area as where I was. This guy's doing some interesting stuff, and he's very tech-savvy as well. And there might be some possibilities for collaboration. So that's kind of the funny thing. In all of my time as a sort of podcasting pioneer here in Tokyo, I didn't connect with too many people. But now I'm starting to a little more. So it's a new experience. Or there were opportunities in the past, but I didn't take advantage of them. That's what I should say. I've always been rather an isolated character, but it feels like I'm coming out of my shell for some reason. And then I went and did my radio class to top the day off, and that just really wore me out. After getting home, I did a quick audio recording that I do for one of my jobs, where I record a short news story that gets played for English language learners who subscribe to the service. I'm just a voice talent. I have no editorial control or no business interest in there. It's just a job, just a job. And I guess finally here, I just want to talk for a moment about the Audio Boo. This has certainly excited me to discover this technology, this use of the iPod Touch or the iPhone, whichever you have, and the ease with which one can put a podcast together. I've also enjoyed listening to some of the new episodes that get put up. Everybody here listening probably knows through about Audio Boo, but for me it's been kind of new. But you're just discovering new people all the time because the most recent posts are available. I find that really exciting for a lot of reasons. One, mainly that so many people are enthusiastic about it and doing it. It sounds like many are doing it for the first time. They realize they have a microphone and that they can talk into it and post it. So, again, I'm just very excited about Audio Boo. I've got a couple of suggestions for the guys who are doing it. One is, the app is very nice on the iPhone, but they need to do something that's a little more sophisticated so that people who want to can mess around with different tracks of audio, put a little maybe musical bed or something underneath. But anyhow, I'll have more to say about that later. Just want to close now by saying thank you. Thank you very much.